Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's March 4th, 2021, and this is episode 24 of the Context and Clarity podcast. My goal when I record these episodes is to inspire you to start the thought process and maybe even to spur conversation. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further and deeper, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. All week, we've been exploring different facets of your value mindset. What value do you create? How do you charge for that value? And then yesterday, how do you communicate that value when it's time to propose to your prospective client? I'm also a big fan and have even based my own proposals on a storytelling format taught by Donald Miller and his StoryBrand and Business Made Simple colleagues. Basically, when I document the work and the cost, the value of what I'll provide to my clients, I do it in the form of a story about them, what they're struggling with, what they need to accomplish, what stands in their way, my plan to help them, what's at stake if they don't accomplish their goals, and what the dream outcome feels like to them. It's a really effective method. In fact, the first time that I used that format, my prospective client responded within an hour with their signature and a note that said, "This is exactly what we need. Thank you." I don't know about you, but I have never had anyone respond to a proposal like that before. If you missed yesterday's episode, or if you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 23. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. It's about an hour long, and there are well over 100 comments from the community that dig deeper into the topic. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity, and I participate in the conversations inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested in that link, it's entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. Super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining the group and maybe becoming a part of those live conversations. And speaking of live conversations, today's Context and Clarity will be live and simulcast, not only to Facebook, but to LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitch. My co-host, Catherine McPhail, will join me as we welcome Lance Psycho and Alex Gore, the Longmont, Colorado-based architects and builders, the owners of F9 Productions, podcast co-host, and teachers of the Architect to Builder course. We've been talking all week about the value that architects provide and create for their clients, so I think a conversation with Lance and Alex about expanding that value, not only by design, but also by building, is really in order. Many in the profession rue the day that architects gave up the role of master builder, and Lance and Alex are on a mission to help architects that want to reestablish their place as master builder. As we get ready for the conversation with the guys, check out the award-winning work of their firm. Again, it's F9 Productions. And listen to a few episodes of their podcast. It's called Inside the Firm, and they have two different versions. The first is their regular Inside the Firm episodes, where they talk all about starting, running, and growing a business. And the other is the Monday morning coffee edition, where they have a fun conversation over coffee with really interesting guests from around the industry. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern, so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.